This is the Coma Girl Daily Podcast, written by Stephanie Bond. November 7th, Monday.
Yoo-hoo, sweetheart. It's Winnie, and I brought Faraday with me. She's been busy because everyone wants her to tell them who will win the presidential election tomorrow.
Oh, right. Tomorrow is election day. I'm into politics. But I have to confess, this is one race I haven't minded missing.
Come on, friend. Aren't you a little envious? I've been in a coma all this time, and you had to endure campaign season.
But I haven't disclosed the name of the winner, Faraday saying. It would be unethical to say something that could change the outcome of history.
A convenient cover line for psychic hacks.
And Marigold, Faraday said, suddenly sober. I'm so glad when we were here last time, the whiff of death I sensed wasn't you.
Yes, Faraday had freaked out a little and dragged Winnie out of here, leaving me to wonder if I was reeking of decomposition. Instead, the next morning, the nurses had found poor Jill dead in her bed. I think after Jill heard Audrey Parks deliver her grim prognosis if she lived, Jill had simply given up. So Faraday had called that one. And I do have to give the woman props for snagging the sock-in-my-brain thing out of thin air. I mean, that can't be a coincidence. If her skills are growing sharper, maybe I'll try to send her a for-real message to relay. But what? And to whom? I have so many secrets to share, I'm fairly bursting.
Your mom told me the surgery went beautifully, Winnie said.
You'll be awake soon, won't you, Faraday?
Why don't we let Marigold tell us?
Faraday said, seizing the opening for her act to begin.
Shall I try to connect with her this time, too?
You can try. If you don't reach her this time, Winnie, you will definitely need to take another one of my classes.
Oh, brother.
To help you make contact, I brought one of my special thoughtwave candles.
Winnie, you can't fall for that. She bought it at Bed Bath & Beyond.
That's nice of you, Faraday.
Only $29.95.
I'll settle up with you later.
Cash?
Yes.
Okay. While I light the candle, close your eyes, Winnie, and rub the amulet.
I noticed this morning the amulet chain is turning my neck green.
That means it's beginning to work.
Oh, wonderful.
Mental eye roll.
Rub it, Winnie. Rub it hard.
I'm rubbing.
The scent of burning wax reached me. This is starting to sound and smell pornographic.
Envision a path, Faraday said. A path to Marigold. Walk the path, Winnie.
I'm walking.
Walk toward us, Marigold.
Okay, so I'm doing my part, envisioning a path, and at the end of it, two rotund women in colorful caftans. One woman is intensely rubbing her fake amulet, while the other woman is stealing her purse.
Did you see Marigold, Winnie?
No. Do you?
Yes. I see her at the end of the path. She's waving. Hello, Marigold.
Howdy or whatever. I decide it's time to bear down and try to send a message to Faraday. Tell Jack, Sydney tried to kill me. She was driving the car. I can hear what everyone is saying. Help me.
She's speaking, Faraday said. Do you hear her?
No, Winnie whispered. What is she saying?
She says to tell Sydney. No, tell Jack. Sydney is driving her crazy.
Well, that's no surprise, Winnie said, deadpan. Sydney drives me crazy, too. no, no.
Do you smell something burning?
Winnie asked.
Ah, my dress is on fire.
Much flapping ensued, but not enough to keep the smoke alarm from sounding. Did I mention my hearing is more acute? Ouch. The door flew open.
What is going on in here?
Teddy shouted.
No candles in the hospital, ladies.
Out.
He ushered them out under protest, then returned with a fan, muttering under his breath. The smoke alarm fell silent, but I am despondent. My visitors had been bounced, and once again, Faraday had gotten just enough of my message to make a bigger mess of things.
Hi, this is Stephanie Bond, author of the Coma Girl Daily Podcast. If you have a question you'd like for me to answer on an upcoming bonus episode, check the show notes for links to reach out on social media. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for another episode of Coma Girl. And please tell a friend.